Sand by Hugh Howey. Read by Christopher Ragland. Part 1. The Belt of the Buried Gods. Chapter 1. The Valley of Dunes. Palmer. Starlight guided them through the Valley of Dunes and into the northern wastes. A dozen men walked single file, curs tied around their necks and pulled up over their noses and mouths, leather creaking and scabbards clacking. The route was circuitous, but a direct line meant summiting the crumbling sand and braving the howling winds at its peaks. There was the long way, and there was the hard way, and the brigands of the northern wastes rarely chose the hard way. Palmer kept his thoughts to himself, while the others swapped lewd jokes and fictitious tales of several kinds of scored booty. His friend Hap walked further ahead, trying to ingratiate himself with the older men. It was more than a little unwise to be wandering the wastes with a band of brigands, but Palmer was a sand diver. He lived for that razor-thin line between insanity and good sense. And besides, these braggarts, with their beards and foul odors, were offering a month's pay for 2 days of work. A hike into the wastes and a quick dive were nothing before a pile of coin. The noisy column of men snaked around a steep dune, out of the lee and into the wind. Palmer adjusted his flapping cur. He tucked the edge of the cloth underneath his goggles to keep it in place. Sand peppered the right side of his face, telling him they were heading north. He could know without glancing up at the stars, know without seeing the high peaks to the west. The winds might abate or swell in fury, but their direction was as steady as the course of the sun. East to west, with the sand that rode along lodging in Palmer's hair, filling his ears, stacking up in curving patterns of creeping dunes, and burying the world in 1,000 meters of hellish grit. As the piratical laughter from the column died down, Palmer could hear the other voices of the desert chorus. There was the moaning of the winds, and a shushing sound as waves of airborne sand crashed into dunes and raked across the men like grit paper. Sand on sand made a noise like a hissing rattler ready to strike. Even as he thought this, a wrinkle in the dune beside him turned out to be more than a wrinkle. The serpent slithered and disappeared into its hole, as afraid of Palmer as he was of it. There were more sounds. There was the clinking of the heavy gear on his back. The dive bottles and dive suit, the visor and fins, his regulator and beacons, all the tools of his trade. There was the call of coyotes singing to the west, their piercing wails uniquely able to travel into the wind to warn neighboring packs to stay away. They were calling out that men were coming. And beyond these myriad voices was the heartbeat of the desert sands, the thrumming that never ceased and could be felt day and night in a man's bones, day and night from womb to grave. It was the deep rumble that emanated from no man's land far to the east, that rolling thunder, or those rebel bombs, or the farting gods, whichever of the many flavors of bullshit one believed. Palmer homed in on those distant grumbling sounds and thought of his father. His opinion of his dad shifted like the dunes. He sometimes counted him a coward for leaving in the night. He sometimes reckoned him a bold son of a bitch for setting off into no man's land. There was something to be said for anyone who would venture into a place from where no soul had ever returned. Something less polite could be said about an asshole who could walk out on his wife and 4 kids to do so. There was a break in the steep dune to the west, an opening in the sand that revealed a wide patch of star-studded sky. Palmer scanned the heavens, eager to dwell in something besides his father. The ridgeline of the impassable stone mountains could be seen even in the moon's absence. Their jagged and daunting edge was marked by a black void where constellations suddenly ended.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?